Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, O Lord, my God, I thank you because I can testify that you are the prayer answering God. I can testify that you are the prayer answering God. Therefore, I thank you, O Lord, my God. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please, let your visible hands perform visible miracles in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, my Heavenly Father, let your visible hands perform visible miracles in my life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. From the New Living Translation, I read. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Full stop. Praise God. This is one of the most popular verses of scriptures in the New Testament. It is also one of the most memorized and most frequently quoted scriptures. Unfortunately, it is also among the least practiced and the least observed, even by those who claim to be Christians. If we are in Christ, why do we behave as if we are not? If we belong to Christ, why do we conduct ourselves as if we own ourselves and belong to the world? If truly we believe, why are we still thinking, reasoning, talking, and behaving like unbelievers? Why are we still living in the past, in our sinful past lifestyle? Why are we cleaving to the old things instead of casting them off and letting go of them? The old is really old. It is stale and repulsive to God and to those who are of God. The whole world is filled with the corruption of the old man. The whole world is in desperate need of the reviving freshness of the new man, which the resurrected Christ produces in those who believe. So, let us please wake up to our walk with God. Let us cast off the baggage of the old man, all the toxic memories of the offenses done against us by other people, which we still retain. That's an indication of an unforgiving attitude. Let's cast off all the pride and the arrogance that are fueling the pursuit of vainglory and selfish ambitions in us. That is an evidence of a life that is not moving forward to the kingdom of God. All the craving for sinful pleasures, they must be cast off, because that's an indication of a life that is still as dead as ever. And Christ will not force the newness on us. We must yield to his spirit in us. Otherwise, he will abandon us. May we not be abandoned. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for your word. It is time for us to let the new man in us come out. It is time to stop stifling the new man. It is time for us to yield to your gracious spirit to produce the new man and let the new man really live anew so that the world can see. Father, we look up to you today. We say, please help us. Pour more grace into our lives. Help us to be shining light. Help us to live the new life. The new life that will glorify you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.